Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That is all I remember.
What's this Kaká story?
Yeah, we can go to that. We can go to that. Very brief. Yeah. You can just scroll in there. It says, former football player Kaká's ex-wife reveals the reason why she divorced him was because he was a perfect husband.
Wow.
In her words, Kaká never betrayed me. He always treated me well. He gave me a wonderful family, but I was not happy. Something was missing. The problem was that he was too perfect
for
me.
I'm not mad at her.
I am, because she is a skeezer.
Why?
She came for the money. She got the kids and she dipped, bro.
Well, she could have stayed with the money. She ain't going to another footballer.
She's done. Her work is done.
Where's she going?
She don't, wherever she wants.
Not to which rich man next?
No, I don't know. She don't need to.
She doesn't need to. Man. She's got the money. She's done.
Remember,
it.
His income at the moment isn't the same income as the football. It could be more if he made good and smart investments. Yep. Boom. But it's not. It probably isn't the same as when he was at the heights of AC Milan or the heights of Real Madrid.
That's crazy, like, man.
I understand. Too perfect is fucking annoying, bruv.
That's crazy, bro.
It's not crazy. I said the same shit. I'm not trying to be 10 out of 10 today, bruv.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like,
that's fine.
If a nigga perfect every goddamn day, man.
That makes sense. Because at the end of the day,
I get you, he's on his Jesus thing as well. Like,
this makes me sad, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
For example, yeah, in our relationships, we know each other for who we are. Like, I know Mandy, you know Yasmin, you know Lav. For her to turn around and say he's too much of himself, because this ain't the first time he was perfect, bro.
He was like this when
she met him.
After a while.
He was a good man.
Do you know what? Because I remember there was a time, I think Kaká was playing Manchester United, and I think he was getting into a scrap with maybe Scholes. Have you heard the story? And I think it was he called Gattuso to say, hey, can you apologise to Scholes for me?
Oh, right.
Gattuso is.
Yeah.
Kaká called Gattuso, hey, come in, because Gattuso, I think, spoke English. Kaká didn't.
Right.
He said, help me apologise to my man, please.
Yeah.
Bro, you just played 90. Man's calling Gattuso to come and say sorry. Stop this perfect thing, my guy. We got the second leg next week. What are we talking about here, bro?
He's a good man.
This perfect thing is like, good man. I don't want perfectness around me like that every day.
I hear it. I can hear it.
The pressures of having somebody that's
perfect.
She
wanted to feel alive.
It's crazy. Not even just that.
I wanted to feel alive.
Can you imagine,
crazy.
The thing is, yeah, I'm going to word this correctly so I don't get in trouble. But you see how, like, our women are always right.
I don't see anything. Go on. Man said, I'm going to word it so I don't get in trouble. I don't see anything.
Women are always right.
Okay.
But at least we know they're not. Do you know what I mean? But imagine they were. Do you know how jarring that would be? Do you know what I'm saying?
Good example.
Do you know what I mean?
That would be jarring.
Like every single time you have
faults. She can't argue with him because he just accepts it every goddamn day. It's like, will you argue back, bro?
Not even that he accepts it. There's nothing to argue about.
Yeah, like.
Because he's done everything. He changed. He took out the bins.
Changed the oil.
He did everything. He did everything.
Man said, Kaká being divorced explains why he was kicking ball in Hackney.
Slapping the bins. It didn't even bother him.
The two don't even correlate, but fair.
It didn't even bother him.
Bro. He got divorced because he was a good man, bro. That's the sad thing. That should teach you something. That's sad.
It is sad.
I hear that.
Gave me family. Look, you need to hear the key words. Scroll up. Scroll up, please, Fals, on the thing.
No, just to
the side, my bad. In her own words, Kaka never betrayed me. He always treated me well.
Yeah.
He gave me a wonderful family, but I was not happy.
Something was missing. Something was missing.
The problem was that he was too perfect for me.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been here before?
No, because we're all in the phone lines stuff, are open. But when one motherfucker is perfect, you look worse.
Yeah, that's the thing. You look worse. You feel horrible
about yourself. Every
I'm the one
day.
That's always fucking up. He never fucks up. It's always me. I've had enough, man. Why always me?
I forgot to pick up the kids from school, but they're at home. Why? Because he remembered. For fuck's sake, can we not get these kids just for one day? Let's be late.
Hello?
Timer of fucking time.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Thanks for asking.
That's good. Are we going to talk about this Kaka topic?
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel like the girl did him dirty, man.
Yeah!
There's no way.
Yeah.
Something's missing now.
Yeah.
Now something's missing.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
How many kids? Bro?
She held She held on as long as she could.
She waited and she hit the lick.
Dude was a good guy from the start.
She's got nowhere else. She could either be with a man and have 100% of the peas on a daily basis or leave and get 20%.
50
if you're lucky.
50
if you're lucky. If these men are getting taken to the cleaners,
20%.
Yeah, maybe might have a prenup or ain't got the same income he used to have.
Knowing him, because he's perfect.
If he's saying he's a perfect guy, do you reckon he has a prenup?
His mum might have said, "Hey, prenup." You know these Brazilian mums are involved.
Yeah, I doubt it, man.
She saw the chink.
Every football game, he wore "I love Jesus." His mum is in his life.
Yeah.
And you got married to that. A man that loves Jesus doesn't have a prenup.
The mum might have
think
said,
so.
Hey.
No, I don't think so. Mm. Because you don't go into marriage with,
exactly, if he has a point.
A man that loves Jesus says, my marriage is lasting
through
forever.
All of that.
Right, well, it's still not the same 50% as 20 years or 15 years ago.
Whenever it was, it doesn't matter.
Kaka was at his prime. Don't forget that.
Remember, he's retired now. It's a whole
When did they get divorced?
Oh, in 2015.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Where did it say 2015?
That's what Sam said.
Oh, right.
She divorced him.
So why is the story coming out now? It's 2015.
Maybe she's retirement coming out and in saying, Orlando. What's happening?
Okay, so basically it seems like she was like, oh shit, this thing is ending. Let me get as much as I can now.
And do you know what it was? You know, as a footballer, you're training. You're playing away games, you're playing home.
He wasn't around.
She didn't see the real him.
He's got no chat. So now he's retiring and he's home all the time.
He needs to do
a Tom Brady. Was it Tom Brady that did it?
Yeah.
Where he said, I'm retiring, he said, no, fuck that, I'm going back.
I don't like this woman, man. You don't like that. I understand. Nah.
Okay, he breaks his silence. What did he say? Hmm. Let's see what Kaka said.
What did he say?
He's in it. Yeah. All right, Brazilian football star Kaka has spoken about his divorce, blah, blah, whilst at AC. In 2005, Kaka married his childhood sweetheart, blah, were ill, and they had a son and daughter together before splitting a decade later. 10 years, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
10 years, you know this man. Last week it was reported that Salico has revealed they divorced because, in her words, he was too perfect. All right, cool. Let's see what he says. He did everything he could to avoid the split because of his strong religious values. Noting, a Christian does not marry to get divorced. Exactly what man said.
Yeah. There you go. VP said that.
Exactly what he said. In 2015, I was married and my wife at the time decided she didn't want to be married anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's scroll down a bit. Let's scroll down.
That's good. She said,
I'm not happy. And I attribute my unhappiness to marriage.
I was living in the United States and she asked to go back to Brazil.
Her words were, I want to go back to Brazil, I want to live there, and I don't want to be married anymore.
Damn,
bro. He recommended a book to others struggling with their marriage and added, I did everything
she's
I
remarried.
Could to prevent the divorce from the beginning because that's where the Christian's conflict arises.
She's married again. She ain't even getting peace from him no more.
Wow, since the split, as previously.
Is that how it works?
Kaka never betrayed me, bro. Yeah, he treated me well, gave me wonderful kids. Yeah, bro, something was missing.
He was too perfect for me.
Come on, dog. I don't know. I think it could be a mixture of what you've even said. End of the career, maybe money's not coming in like that. It's not as exciting. He's around more. Maybe he ain't got too much to him. But she was around for the ride at the end of the day.
Nah, but that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
It's not fair to
just taking his peas at the end.
No, I hear that. But we don't even know that for sure. We're just assuming she's gold dad.
We're going off what you're saying, yeah.
It's not fair to be like, yo, because you were here when the times were good, that you should also be here when the times are bad.
That's what marriage is.
But the times aren't even bad.
Exactly. All that's happened
is that I'm now actually spending more time with you and I'm realizing, yo, why am I not actually fuck with you? Let me get out before it's
childhood
too late.
Childhood sweethearts, they grew apart, but they didn't realize because he was so busy.
He was still doing whatever, she's doing whatever. Now you're actually living together and your child, like, people grow apart.
No, I hear that.
And you won't notice it until you're actually together and you're realizing, right, is that what you're into? I'm not into that at all.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but, okay, even during his football career, how much time do you really think they were apart? Like, come on.
Yeah, because he didn't bounce around a lot.
No. You don't see them every day. Remember, you train Monday to Thursday, maybe Friday. Morning is cool. You might see them in the evening. But at Kaka's level, you're playing Champions League. You got away games almost every other week. You got away games in your league, domestic leagues. Mm. You got product shoots. I'm sure he was an Adidas athlete. Yeah. Brazil international games. You're playing away, tournaments. Sometimes they don't let the wives and children travel with the players.
There's
a lot of times where Donny's away. Like, so again, once you're hitting that retirement stage and you're home, now every single day you're home, you deep, hold on a minute. We're not as close as I thought. I don't like you as much as I thought.
Yeah.
We've grown apart. Money's cool. Yeah, I was here for the ride, but I think I'm going to get a new car. Men do it, women do it. It's life. Yeah, we wanted to stay together because of religion, but again, that also shouldn't keep you there.
I can't say she's done him dirty.
If you're not happy, you have to cut. I don't think she's done him dirty.
I think that you should cut if you're not happy. It's definitely sad.
Yeah.
I agree. You shouldn't stay in something where you're not happy. I'm definitely not saying that someone should just firm it because they said vows and they said words to each other that they'll be together forever.
But why do you see that she's done him dirty? Why do you think that?
Because, bro, he, at the end of the day, okay, let's see it as, all right, cool. He is married to this woman and, you know, football is his world, right? He's done with his career now. He's probably looking at her like, rah, you're my wife. Yeah. Like, I can spend some time with you. Now she's like, I'm out of here. That's crazy.
It's sad.
You're my other half, bro.
No, it is sad.
I've lost a whole piece of me, which is football. Yeah. Maybe my identity. Lord knows you could have an identity crisis as well. You know, it's like retired wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Man are still thinking they're macho man, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so it could be that as well. We don't know, innit? We're only going off what we can see. But bro, you finished up your work. This is supposed to be your time to be like, yeah, me and my missus. Like, now she's out.
Mm-hmm.
What? So when the going got tough, you dipped.
No, but it wasn't tough. That's the thing.
It sounds tough.
No, but it just and seemed the worst like thing she fell out of love with him.
I hear that. And
that's it.
The worst thing is,
I don't think she's done him dirty, man.
Wrong.
I can't say she's done him dirty, though. It's just sad.
You didn't know he was a perfect man.
There are other ones
like the Eboué situation where that's doing dirty.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that was sad.
You don't know the Eboué one?
What happened?
Search the Eboué one. Caller, you got anything to add on Kaka's?
No, I don't have anything more to add, but I just have one question. I don't know if you guys can talk about it.
Yeah.
What happened to the whole live show,
hey,
man?
Hey.
We were really looking forward to it, man.
Oh, don't worry. You guys will hear more. We'll give you updates.
Thank you.
Anything this year?
Have a good evening.
You'll find out.
All right. Cool. Good evening.
So you can't let people have a final question sometimes. What are you spelling here?
Abu?
Ebue.
Ebue, bro.
Manuel. Make sure they can see what you're typing. Can they see what you're typing?
He's struggling with Emmanuel.
don't worry, just put EB. EBOU.
Don't help.
Okay, yeah, I won't help. No problem.
No, not A.
E.
Oh.
There you go.
Divorce.
Oh, wait. It's ringing a bell now.
Yeah, I can see. I can remember the divorce, but I can't remember.
Yeah,
exactly
put divorce first.
Oh, important caller.
He's struggling with a manual.
Hello.
Turn us down, please.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
You all right? You have a good birthday?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I was so surprised when I saw you guys in my birthday. When I saw VP's grin, I said, oh, not me. thank you.
Yeah,
I put a smile on my face, man. Thank you.
But
Pauna wanted to say, thank you to you guys, but he fell asleep here. He was waiting to call. We were so angry at the football conversation. Like, I was literally like, my heart was racing.
Why?
Like, I was like, no, I can't call now because then we'll fight. And I wanted to say thank you for my birthday video.
You're a Sakistan, yeah?
No, Sakistan. Oh my God, my Man City. Hi, Jesus.
Oh, your
yesterday scene. I suffered yesterday. If you know how my belly was in knots. Oh my, you love a team, yeah? When it got to the pens, I was like, you know what? We've equalized. Okay, let's go into the extra time. When Haaland and De Bruyne said they want to come off, they don't want to do the pens, I say, oh, I am me.
You lot don't know pain. You new City fans, you lot don't know pain, bruv. Hold it,
bruv.
You don't know pain, anguish.
See, you've been good for a long time.
You know how you were saying that Cole Palmer's the star boy? I was like, yeah, because he was trained by Guardiola.
It's true.
That's why he's
not
like
directly,
that.
But he comes through the academy.
Fred, can I just... did you watch the last Man City and Arsenal match?
Yeah.
You lot are fucking outrageous. It was GBH against us across the whole fucking football pitch. You see those Gabriel and Jesus? Oh my God, what they were doing to us. I was like, you can never win when you play dirty. You can never win when you play dirty.
There's no karma.
United used to do it to us all the time.
What's that got to do with us? They ain't got nothing to do.
We hate Manchester. No,
I was so mad. I don't think I've ever been mad at a football match. Like, but that one, you know, my partner had to give me his hand to use as a stress ball. I was actually chasing him. Because I was like, why isn't the ref wasn't pulling out the cards.
I can't wait for you lot's rough patch. What?
That's going to be a crazy fall.
I rebuke you.
Hit like crack.
But I don't pray on other teams' downfalls. Except Real Madrid. I tell a lie.
Arsenal bystanders that never spoke any shit.
You tell a lie. Who else?
No. So, what's the... No, Man United are just a joke. Let's just...
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a rival. What's
yeah,
the word? Sense.
But Liverpool... Like, you lot are too cocky, and Carragher being on every channel saying how great you lot are. I just think, just shut up. You're the most
I remember when Carragher was talking about, like, Arteta celebrates too much.
When it's
Diego Simeone,
the passion.
Did you guys watch the Amazon Prime? They brought out documentaries about Arsenal, about Man City, and all of that.
Gundogan,
it made me fall in love with Arteta. It did. And, you know, I want him to win. I don't want his team to win, but I want him to win in his career.
Was it playing but, "You'll Never Walk Alone" in training?
Yeah. What's the career?
This is his third year of management. No, I get like.
Yeah, he's done. He's doing good.
Well, Alonso's grabbed good, the man. Title, boom. Like, but for some, it works immediately. For others, it takes a little while. No problem.
Yeah, man, that's
what did you do on your birthday?
So I just spent it. I wanted to just be like with my kids. I didn't want to do. This is so ghetto. I wanted a Costco revolving cake. I wanted two Costco hot dogs, and I wanted to be with my kids.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I went Costco today. got the drop.
What, the hot dogs?
Nah, bro.
What?
Mini apple crumbles, like cupcakes.
They do?
Jesus Christ, it's back. Yeah. It's fucking back. I got them at the crib right now.
Is it?
They which Costco is it? Is it in the store or like when you leave?
It's in the store. Wherever your bakery stuff is in your Costco where the cookies and all that is, the cross arts, it's there. It's mini fucking apple crumbles like cupcakes in like a tray. Yeah. Oh my God, it's going off.
Does it like you have to put it in the oven or it's just
no,
like...
No, it's done. Swear. But obviously you can heat up if you want to. It's on. Mandy sent me the video whilst I was going. She sent me a video of someone saying all the things that are back in Costco.
Oh man.
They said the carrot cakes are back. Everything is back.
I need to go to Costco more, man.
What's it called? I had like a blessed day. Nice. Very blessed day. And my father-in-law says a God bless you day. Have a God bless you day.
Yeah.
That's refreshing. But yeah, I wanted to be with my kids, go see my son at the cemetery as well, be with him. Amen. And just I was smiling, I was happy, I made it to 3-0. You know, because it's not always been certain, you know, that we'd get there. But God is good.
Could have been locked down, man. You know?
Yeah. And then I need my in-laws to come back because I need the childcare. And then I can go shake me.
Trust.
Yeah. I want to go shake me with my friends.
Word.
On a yacht.
Anyway. But yeah, I had a good... Oh, yes. No, you guys don't understand how much yesterday hurt me. You know, to know, that you played better. You played better when it mattered. Mm-hmm. You played better.
And it didn't mean
anything. Somehow these witches from Madrid have a way of always getting through.
Good.
Real Madrid always end up on top and don't even get it. I don't get it.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Good. I was hate watching. is your partner a Man City fan as well?
No, he's a Man United. No, this house is controversial.
Jesus. Wow.
I buy a kit, for my kids, and he won't let me.
No,
he won't let me take... He won't let me. And then he would get like Man United kits for my son, and he'd say, I'm going to the park with him. I'll let him just put this on. It can get dirty, and he'll take pictures and upload it on socials. I'm thinking, no. And we always ask my son, who do you want to win? And he was like, the blue team. I was like,
He's gonna choose for himself when he's older.
You know, I was thinking that when I have kids, if they don't support Arsenal, it's peak, but like, I did it to my dad. He's a Chelsea fan.
My
dad was Chelsea, but I don't think he cared too tough to try and about make me football. He does care about ball, because when he calls, he'll be like, how's Arsenal doing? But if my son doesn't support Arsenal, it's not going down.
You wouldn't care.
You will not care.
I don't think you will care in real life. Watch. You will just be happy that your child is interested in football.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That my son wants to watch football.
Yeah, but he might be... I don't know what social media they'll have at the time, but if he tries to put me on social media after his team beats mine, I'm taking his phone.
That's crazy.
You're not uploading this.
That's crazy.
You're not.
No.
It's not going down like that. So support the right team in this house, bruv. Support Black...
No, but can I ask you, why do you guys... Do you still support the same teams you supported when you were younger?
Of course.
Funny enough... Yeah. When I was in primary school, I think I supported United.
But same.
It's only because I was given United stuff.
No.
Because I didn't know nothing about it. I think somebody gave me a book.
What was that? That Block with... Boy Saturn song.
Somebody had given me a book and it was you need to turn us down.
Is this a racist? I just remembered it. Yeah, I have to say, is it racist this because your team is Northern? Yeah, no, not so. You support Liverpool, innit? That's up north. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was in an Uber and a cabbie asked me, what team do I support?" And I said, "Man City." He was like, "Yeah, but what Northern ties do you have to support them?" I said, "Huh."
No, that's not a real question. Nobody has ever asked me that in all my life. What's your answer? Answer him.
I did answer him. So when I first came to England, so I didn't speak English, but I watched football. And even in Africa, everybody knows Cristiano Ronaldo. And at the time, he played at Man United. Mm-hmm. So I supported Man United. And then I told you guys before, my mom dated this white Northern guy from Sunderland. And he used to take me to the matches. So I used to watch Bear matches. And back then, they were in the Premier League. So I used to watch their matches. So that's why I supported Northern teams.
Nah,
and then... Like, over the years, see, to me, United has got, like, a cancer in their up, like, with the people in power up there. The way they treat their players, like, no one's happy. Like, it's just a poisonous place, so I couldn't carry on supporting it. Beckham wasn't there anymore. Cristiano Ronaldo's not there. Then he's come back and he's miserable. Like, it's all long. So I actually wanted to watch all the teams and actually pick from, like, I wanted a manager I liked. Do you get what I mean? Then I landed on Man City. So that's why. But to me, it caught me off guard for someone to say, why does it have to be Northern? Because back then, up north, there wasn't no black people. So I took it as like, I know you're only asking. Because when my partner said he supported Man United, he didn't say nothing.
You never asked, what's your links?
What's your links then, white boy?
Yes. I was thinking, why are you asking me then? Like, what's the difference?
What's your ties? You should have said him, man.
Yeah.
Him next to me, bruv.
But yeah, but what's the quote? Anyway, we're still on top of the table, you know, thanks be to God. We can't get a treble, but we can get a double, which is more than, you know, Arsenal can get, Liverpool can get.
She's hitting.
We can still do a double. What are you talking about? We've already got one.
Stop it right now. You can't get a double. But it's okay. God is good. I'm happy.
Yeah, I appreciate but you always, man.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Can I say, you see what Kaka's wife is saying, it might seem, maybe because, tell me, I can see you're the one that's struggling. Who's the one that's saying, VP saying there was no hard times. You were saying, I think you're saying, that she's like not a gold digger. I don't know how
but
to
no,
finish.
She done him dirty.
She done him dirty for sure.
I think you're struggling with it the most, because to a boy, it's like a strange thing to say that somebody, like you, your partner being too good is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But to a girl, it's boring. Mm-hmm. Like, and nobody wants that for life. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
And I think I've gone the... Oh, God, forgive me. When I was younger, I had one like that, like a caca, for 6 years. Mm. And, you know, God forgive me for all the cheating that I did. You know, I've apologised to the boy. I really have. We're still great friends now. You know, he's married with 2 kids. I've got a partner and my 2 kids. So everybody's fine. We won't read our life. But at the time...
Oh my God, you're something special, I swear to you.
I can hear it, man. And I wasn't those cheaters that's no, do you know what? I did take some things to the grave. No, my friends did have to comfort me. But most of the things I did that were bad, I was upfront. I'm very upfront, If you're too boring, you're too boring. And there's a thing where, like, you know, the Christian lovers, like Kaka, the sex is even boring. So that's where it goes overboard. So then now you're okay, I can take you home to my parents. Yeah, that's great. My parents will like you. But then in the bedroom, like, it's just, oh no, I don't know how to explain it, but it does, like, 6 years of that, it was just like, can you get a grip? Like, grow up. Like, can you just have an opinion that's not just like, you're just riding the fence all the time? Like, you, to me, I'm one of those black and white people, you either love something or you hate it. And he was just always like, everything's always okay. How can everything always be okay? How can you always forgive everyone? Everybody is always like, if I want to hate your mom because your mom is racist, I can hate her. She's racist. His mom used to thump me, and I'm just supposed to then just take it. Never in this life, I'll thump her back, because that's outrageous to just assault me as a child. Like, so you see, but he was a really good boy, Christian, and it's not a bad thing. Like, right now, he's very accomplished. He was very ambitious. Everything he's ever said he would do, he did. And you don't have to push him. And you don't have to dream for him. Like, he wanted to take care of me. But then also, so did the bad boys. So then you have to weigh up, yeah? If the bad boy also can look after me. But then I also feel like I'm excited, safe when I go out in the streets, yeah? Like, I really have to choose. Am I choosing the boring, too good sex and the one that never really has an opinion? And over the one that is a bit more exciting and a bit fiery. I can't take those home, but my mom's not trying to date my boyfriend. So I don't really care what my mom says about this. So I just don't do it. So that's what it is.
It's the but age then, old when I got thing,
to
the,
yeah, when you get to the age, when I wanted to start having kids and a family, that's when I was like, yeah, no, I can't be writing to HMP ISIS anymore. I can't do the course at Pentonville. I'm too old. This is stressful. I want someone that's going to be like, I can rely on him. And Papi's got just enough like spice and a mouth on him, and he can handle me and he can check me. So then I settled to me, Papi's a good boy, and he is, because he don't do the road stuff. And that's what I went in and did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm funny, listen.
You as well, it's mad.
You're actually a villain.
No, I'm not a villain. I swear to God, I'm not a villain.
You're funny, man.
No, wait, Vivi. What you said also in that video is very rude. That I should be in jail for some of that stuff. Very, very rude. Outrageous.
You should.
The allegations. I could sue you. I thought, I've got this. This is really. This
that
is really,
was a
really,
private message, but it was true.
I was like, when I saw your beer, I told Fabi, I was like, I need a new PR team for my 30s. People don't understand me. Don't get me. I swear I'm a nice person. I'm just very upfront. Like, how you see what Fred said, wear your feelings on your sleeves. Like, wear like your heart on your sleeve, innit? Like, what am I hiding? Like, if I feel some type, but if you're boring, you're boring. Like, how long can I fake the funk?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Whole marriage. Marriage, what? I'm not like Fred Santana though. Like what Fred said is like, the more better they are, the more shit you look as a person. Yeah. I don't think that. Yeah, that it does. It does make you look at yourself and think, am I a piece of shit?
Yeah.
It does. But try to understand his wife. Like, think for life until you're dead, this boring person.
Horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's long. You wouldn't do it.
I hear it.
But yeah. I don't agree,
but I hear it.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree.
That's it. No, I appreciate you like all the time. You have a good night.
Love you guys. Thank you for the birthday message.
See you soon.
Mine.
Bye. So do you guys remember this Abue one?
No.
It rings a bell. So she done it in rough, like after the thing, after the contracts cut, just in like quick,
not straight like, away.
Cut, took houses, money, kid gone. Or did she leave him with the kids? But basically, he was like bankrupt, innit? And had to ask Arsenal for a job. Like, I had nowhere to live in that.
Oh,
and they gave him a little job or something like that. But she done him, cleaned him, cleaners, crazy
cleaners. Took it all. Horrible.
Is there any more stories on that sheet?
Let's see if there's anything important.
Before we talk about Kendrick being on the clock.
I don't think there's anything more important than that.
Scroll down to celebs. And click the Harry Styles one. Is Harry Styles not there? Did it not load?
I saw it there earlier.
There it is.
Yeah.
Dennis, you want to read this one?
No.
Just the title.
Harry Styles stalker jailed after sending 8,000 cards to singer in less than a month and causing serious alarm and distress.
Who counted the cards?
Bro.
8,000 cards.
Bro, somebody had a caseload, bro. Have you lot watched fucking Baby Reindeer?
No.
I think Yasmin's watching it.
Shit.
Oh, go on.
What is it on?
Fucking hell, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Wow.
I thought so. I've seen it. I think I've seen the thing.
Again, my theory that I've said is based on a true story. So it's just fucking sick.
What's it about?
It's crazy. So it's basically about this guy meets a woman. The woman feels really down about herself. And then he ends up just saying, oh, yeah, it's fine. He meets her in the pub and he says, that's fine. Like, have a free drink. And then she kind of props up. And then they just start to have a relationship from there. But then she becomes a stalker. But he's not interested in her at all. But then it ends up getting to a point where, like, she's just emailing him and, like, she calls him Baby Reindeer and just, like, she goes from being, like, psychotic to being, like, oh, why haven't you answered your phone? Why haven't you been at work? Like, and then it'll be, like, oh, yeah, but you know I love you, da-da-da, you know we're going to be together. And then he ends up looking back because he's thinking, why did I string her along? Because there was points where it's kind of like, bro, tell her to fuck off.
Yeah.
But he hasn't done it.
Yeah.
So then he ends up, there's an episode where he goes all the way back and he's like, I know why I did that. And he goes all the way back and you find out, you know, sexual violence.
Is it when you like watch like things with your wives?
Yeah.
Do you lay down on the chair or do you sit upright?
Depends how I
feel. It's we have a recliner, so it's both.
Depends how I feel.
Do you cuddle?
I tend to lean. Or she'll lean. But I don't cuddle, though. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you can't cuddle.
Yeah. Do you cuddle?
Yeah, I cuddle.
Yeah, I can't cuddle.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'll fall asleep.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to concentrate.
She started watching it without me, so I might have to watch
it. You have to watch that shit.
I'm going to watch
it. It was fucking... And the guy that plays the character is him in real life. Oh. He played a fictional version of himself.
Cold. That's cold.
Crazy,
that's
bro.
That's cold.
Crazy.
I started watching X-Men 97 on Disney Plus, yeah. I like it. I like Magneto, man.
I've only watched episode one, but it ended cold.
Magneto's my guy,
shit.
Man.
I need to start watching that.
And what's annoying, because I was watching a JBP, and I already heard, I was talking to my father-in-law about the X-Men and how some people say it's like... Professor X and Magneto were like Martin Luther King and
Malcolm X.
Yeah. But then I heard them say it on there, so I'm like, oh, I can't even run the knowledge I know because then they're going to be like, I took it from
them.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen,
nah, it's a running thing.
I'm running,
it's,
bro.
It's like people saying Dragon Ball Z stole Sonic's whole flow.
Why?
Because really? It's like the same thing. Have you never seen it?
No.
I never really watched Sonic like that.
Like, go to TikTok
run it
and
as
just
your
type.
Own story. Run it as your own story.
What do you mean?
You don't.
Like, as in
you
basically.
Take the credit.
Oh, no, but I don't know the full thing. So, like, it's just like the characters are very similar. So basically, people were saying that Sonic is a childish Dragon Ball Z. And then they were like, well, hold on. Sonic came before Dragon Ball Z. No?
I don't see how it links, though, but.
I just want to know who's Knuckles. And who's Tails?
Shadow's called.
Is
his name Shadow?
Krillin and...
I feel like Shadow came later, though.
It's Shadow, innit?
Yeah, Shadow. Yeah, Shadow is Vegeta.
Holy shit.
Oh,
is
that how it...
Yeah.
That's just saying a character's like a...
But yeah, if you... No, because... And then they got the seven Dragon Balls. They've also got the seven gems.
But the thing is, yeah, with like Shadow, maybe I just didn't watch Sonic enough.
Yeah.
But Vegeta's in pretty much every episode.
Yeah, no, Shadow wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
That's why. That's why they're saying that Sonic stole from Dragon Ball Z because it was like, okay, but Sonic came out first. But then it's like, but all of these characters weren't there.
Yeah. Shadow wasn't there like that.
Yeah. Are you getting it up?
It doesn't put like the charge in.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, you'll do it. But yeah, no, it's mad. they got bare comparisons, and I was like, yeah, you know them ones there where they're like...
That's easy. If there's six characters in each show, you just say, this one, it's like one-on-one, all of us and my wife and kids.
Tells us
like
no, that.
It's different.
It's not exactly the same, but it's like, you say, oh, Jay's like, da-da-da, and da-da-da, it's like...
Yeah, yeah, you know? Someone can steal someone's flow for sure, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just type in Sonic Dragon Ball Z or something. That white guy on the right, yeah, that is it this one? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Dude, I am so excited for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I can't wait to see Shadow for the first time. Bro, I already told you, Sonic the Hedgehog is just a copy of Dragon Ball Z. What? No, it isn't. Sonic the Hedgehog came out first. Bro, no. Dragon Ball Z came out first. Goku first went Super Saiyan in 1991, and Sonic followed his golden hair color when he went
Hold
Super Sonic.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah?
Dragon Ball Z is from 1991.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what?
That's what I'm shocked by that.
I thought that shit came out when I was alive.
That's when I watched it. So I did not know that. I did not know that.
Before that as well.
Dragon
Ball was even before Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that old.
What?
I ain't even seen this video.
But then again, dude died at 60, obviously. But then again, don't mean that he started when he... Wait, hold on a minute.
That's crazy.
When did this shit start? I thought that shit came out when I started watching Cartoon Network.
Dragon Ball. Whoa, be careful, boy. You gonna get
Dragon Ball. Can they see this?
They're gonna.
Yeah, they can.
You're gonna get us banned, bro.
When did Dragon Balls?
What?
When did Dragon Balls come? Whoa. That is crazy.
1986. Wow,
okay. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
I did not know that.
I thought that shit came out when I was in primary school. I thought, like, you know what it is? Cartoon Network said, that shit's fire. We need that
shit.
I'm there thinking, oh, this is new.
No, that's crazy.
Bro.
You had episodes to binge, you ain't even know.
What?
Yeah, first play. I haven't even seen this video, but go on, let me see what he says.
Super Saiyan in 1991, and Sonic followed his golden hair color when he went Super Sonic in 1992.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so they have a similar transformation. That doesn't prove anything. The Namekians protect the Dragon Balls on their planet and treat them like sacred treasure, very similar to how the Knuckles tribe protects the Master Emerald and the Chaos Emeralds. Both Cell and Chaos are villains who are trying to achieve their perfect form in order to destroy the world. Okay, dude, I get it. Vegeta sacrificed himself when fighting a creature who was threatening to destroy Earth in order to save his friends. Similarly, Shadow the Hedgehog also sacrificed himself when fighting a creature who was threatening to destroy Earth. Although both died, they both ended up coming back later on in the story. Dude!
I didn't even see that. That's even more because he's got the other ones where obviously they all go Super Sonic. Mm. Obviously they go Super Saiyan. He explains that Tails is like Krillin or something like that. Like he explains the whole thing and it's like, bro, like they literally made it for kids. Like they said, okay, this is too violent. Let's make a kids version.
Yeah,
here you go.
Yeah,
check that.
Yeah. It would be funny if you found out he was someone's understudy.
Yeah.
Or he created it and you know, he got kicked out of some shit.
Hey.
Hey.
I know.
I know. I was thinking. If he looks like he's from that part of the world,
you never know.
He's in jail.
What?
Press back.
He's in jail.
Oh, yeah, still in jail.
What?
Found guilty of insider trading. God damn.
But
he will avoid
prison for now.
Knuckles was first arrested in November 2022. This is recent.
Yo, you never know what these men are on, bro.
Man said, hey, I got that new Sonic dropping. Invest in Sega.
Hey, you know what?
Now.
I believe this shit now. What? The man is clearly a fraud.
Yeah,
he's clearly your fraud.
He used to work for Dragon Ball Z.
And
got kicked out.
That's what I'm thinking.
But he doesn't have to work for them. He was doing it all a year later.
Yeah, it's true.
The shit just comes out a year later, and he's like, "Yeah, man."
I man needs to copy someone, bro.
Bro,
sometimes man needs to copy someone. Fuck that, man's copying. Man's got. Oh wait, hey, let me see the Damian India thing before we get into the Kendrick thing. Just right there. This is funny, bro. I love them as a couple. I really do.
Yeah, same.
I really do. Because I... yeah, it's the fact that he had the toothpick. Oh, God.
What do you mean?
You know what it means.
No, I don't. What does it mean?
Yeah, manageable. Like, it's all right, isn't it?
Mid. Or, and mid. Not why are you coming on my picture like, saying mid?
Sorry, you like, because. Because
what? You're a hater.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're not exposed watch, because you're actually a hater. Instead of you to support me, be like, wow, you're so handsome.
But how can I not support
manageable.
You? Live with you and sleep with you.
Manageable. Yeah. That's yeah, what I am manageable. Too.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to be like the other babes hyping you up. Thank
you. You should be the main babe hyping me up. Yeah? All right. This is my girlfriend. Manageable.
Who are you talking to?
Manageable.
When he goes with your teeth, funny.
Just every time I post a picture.
Twice. I don't on purpose.
Yeah, I know. But every time I post a picture, that is surprising. People like it.
You always have to come out. People like all of your pictures.
No, no,
I
but.
I just do it to take the piss out of you. Like.
But is it the time to take the. When you post a picture, should I take the piss out of you?
I don't know.
But I don't. There's maybe no way. There's no way for me to take the piss out of a girl and you'll be funny.
But I'm your girlfriend.
Be like, manageable.
If you wanted to, like.
Don't worry, I know. So now you want something from me, you want my tata.
Keep this
job. Get down, bend down then. Go straight.
Bend down then.
Can I?
You will not have it until you go straight. You know I'm a Nigerian man.
I'm not doing that.
You want something for something, you have to give me something. Yeah. Then you will not get it. It's manageable me.
You know
what? Man, just a Nigerian,
bro. I mean, I said that you are my charger. Bend down, bro. He said, you won't get it, you prostrate. Yeah. Shout out to Debbie and India, man. Mm-hmm. Good couple right there.
Mm.